So, I was in a lineup of three. Mike's gone. I picked a week. He said, "Hey, I need some people to speak." I picked a week, and the subject we given to us. So usually I'll say, "Can I pick something I'm passionate about?" And then he says, "Yes." But this time I had a subject assigned to me, and then the weeks got switched. And so then the subject I thought I had, I didn't have that. I had a different one. And so when I looked at that subject, it was called "What to Kill." And I was like, "Huh? Wait a minute. That's kind of like hardcore. That's violent. Wait a minute." But I know the passage because at Hume Lake, the 23 straight years my wife and I went to Hume Lake, every year they picked a chapter to memorize. I don't know if they still do that, but they did it for 23 straight years I was going there. And I learned Colossians 3. So I knew that verse, "Put to death, therefore, whatever is part of your sinful nature," right? It's a harsh word. And so I love that last week Adam had the first part of the chapter, 1 through 4. I've got the next part, and then next week is the third part, and it's kind of like a sandwich. My part's in the middle, and so I'm going to point out some technical things. I brought my bricklaying bag today. I was a bricklayer, a concrete guy. And so when you ask a bricklayer for a trowel, they say, "What kind of trowel?" There's not just a trowel. There's 100 trowels. There's technical things. Like if I asked Dave about a tool, he'd go, "There's 100 of those tools. There's specifically drilled down below the surface stuff." So I'm going to mention a couple of below the surface stuff today real quick. And then I want to give you, obviously you have the bulletin with the notes on it. One thing that's really helpful to me that I have on my phone is called Bible Hub, BibleHub.com. It's really good. It goes into all kinds of different things. You can just sit there for hours and study. I give you that if you don't have it. It's really good Greek words and all kinds of stuff. So really, last week, if then or since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things which are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things in the earth. You have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, you will then appear with him in glory. So last week, there's four classes of condition in Greek. First, second, third, fourth. I'm not going to go into them, but they're all a word and a verb form that dictates the class that it is. This is a first class condition if, and it is true for sure. There's not a doubt about it. And so Paul is talking to believers, and he's saying, if, and you are dead to your old self and new in Christ. So a lot of, this is ESV, but a lot of translators just say since. Since you have been raised with Christ, first class, if, and it's true. And then secondly, I wanted to point out that these are emphatic statements. These are commands. Seek and set. Adam did a good job last week of saying, "Hey, there's no things." So he picked things. I'm going to get to that in a second. But these are commands. These are orders. These are do. Okay? It's not asking, and their subject isn't understood to be you or you all. Seek things which are above. Set your mind. So this is a command. I have a fire station story I have to skip. My wife and I took an apple pie to the fire station, and you can ask me about it some other time. But it's all about emphatic command. Somebody who's in charge of people, like a captain of a rig, he says stuff and it happens. Etc. So God says something to us, he's expecting it to happen. It's an emphatic command. So Adam last week went over, I loved it. What things? What things am I supposed to focus on? And, you know, these are common sense, really, if you study the Bible. What things should we set our minds on? What things should we focus on? He had a great list. I give you that. Ten Commandments, fruit of the Spirit, loving God and others, justice, mercy, humility, Micah 6:8, and worship. He pointed these out last week. One other thing I'll say is, in lots of time, if you just read the whole Bible, there's is and isn't. If there's a truth that's going, that Lord's going over, there's this is not what it is, and this is what it is. There's both of those. You have to know both of those to really hit the center. So there's some isn'ts today. These are not what your life in Christ is. So I'm not going to have time for all my stories. This is two chairs up here. My new self, when I came to Christ and when I realized I was broken, I remember the day I realized I was broken. I couldn't be fixed. I couldn't fix myself, that Christ was offering me salvation, forgiveness, and a new life, and that the Spirit could lead me. That changed my whole life. I remember that day. I've never been the same. So I put on this new self, and it took me a while, but I kind of got rid of some things that I didn't want, and I had to have people help me. I've had disciplers my whole life and mentors. So there's three emphatic statements in the text today. Put to death, kill what's earthly in you. And these are the knots. So if you're here today and you go like, this isn't me, I've already kind of, okay. But it's in the text. So sexual immorality, impurity, the wrong kind of passion, it's sexual passion actually, evil desires, covetousness or greed, which is idolatry. So kill these. These are your old self. You, since you've been raised in Christ, new self, you need to get rid of these and actually kill them. So skipping my red bucket illustration, I have weed killer. I have bug killer. I have all this stuff. I try to like, how can I illustrate killing? Well, I don't want weeds at my house. I don't want weed seeds. I don't want any bugs. I actually brought some wood home that had termites. I built something out of it before I realized it had termites. And then I said, all right, I either spray this and kill it, whatever, or I get rid of it. So you know what I did at 10 o'clock at night? I felt bad. I just cut it all up and threw it away, started over. I do not want termites. So get rid of it. Try to be pragmatic on this. This is my coffee pot, and it has an urn that goes in there, and the multitasker person I am, I fill this up the night before every day or early in the morning. And then I'm doing other things, and I hit start, and then I have the pot warming up with hot water. I dump it out, and I put the pot there a minute after I start it. But there's been days where I got a phone call, I got a text, something else, and I'm like, and I go to the nice little stand that Joanne has, and it's like dripping coffee, splattering on itself. Okay, I've done that less than 10 times, okay? And I'm always like, okay, so put to death whatever's in your sinful nature, your old self, okay? The last time this happened, like 3 weeks ago, I'm like, okay, that's it. That's the last time that's happening. That is the last time. Because it took me 20 minutes to fix it, to wipe everything off, and then I had no coffee, and that was bad. So what did I do? I'm either getting rid of this pot, and I'm never going to do that again. That's a bad option, but I could do that, get rid of it. Or I could say, Nathan, you're never pushing that start button unless the urn's on there. Just make sure you never, I don't care what the case is, don't do it. So I chose that one. I'm never pushing start without the urn on there. And I've done great. If that didn't work, guess what I would do though? Gone, right? Like the wood, gone. I'm not gonna do that. So that's the adamancy of this text. Put to death, get rid of your old nature stuff. Okay, second emphatic statement. Put away, get rid of. I have to say it to you, all those words there, it says, in these, because of these, the tidal wave of God's wrath is coming. This is a bad image, but the missile of God's wrath is in the air and it's coming. God's wrath is coming because of those, that list. It's already coming. And Jesus paid for it, thank God. But the wrath of God is coming on the way. Second emphatic statement, you must put away all these things. And there's another list of the not. Don't do these. Anger, wrath, same kind of word. Wicked behavior, malice, slander, taking somebody down or blaspheming, and obscene talk. Don't do these. Put these away. I think of Scrooge. Get away, get away. Put these away. Like, get rid of them. Put to death these things. Because of them, God's wrath is coming. You used to do these. I could talk a lot about that. We used to do these. Put these away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk. And then, here's me, the new guy, changed by God, right? Let's just say I get tangled in some of those other things, which I did. I'm adamant about it now. I'm playing serious now. But there was a time where I got the ugliest oldest. I had this. I didn't do it for today, but I had this. This is the ugliest jacket I could find. I wrote all those words on here. And sexual immorality, lust, greed. I wrote them all on here. And if I showed up somewhere, people are like, what is that? Hey, it's me, the new guy. Well, no. But don't we? It says don't lie to one another. If I'm the new guy, why would I ever go back here? I wouldn't. But I'd be tempted to, right? Because we're tempted to go back and forth with our old man and new old self, right? But we need help. We need a discipler. We need a guide, a mentor, somebody more advanced than us to say, hey, take that off. Don't do that. Get out. You need to get rid of your coffee pot. Or don't ever put the pot on there without pushing the button. We need help, right? That's why the Bible says 280 plus times, you need a discipler. And you are a disciple maker. Because we need each other to do this. Get rid of that. Be your real self. I have 2 minutes. So get rid of your old. It's a command. Put away. And then the last one. This is our old self, right? Darkness, hate, disobedience, old way, bondage. The new way, light, love, obedience, new way, freedom. This is the new way. This is our new self. This is the Spirit leading us. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Against these, there's no law. This is us now. Last one, pursue the life of obedience. Pursue the life of obedience out of love too, out of love, not out of coercion or guilt or... So you should obey, I'm telling you, and I should, even if I don't agree. Somebody might tell me, hey, I should listen to God's word and other people telling me how to obey, and I should do it, period. Even if all kinds of excuses I can make. No good. Do it. All right, last slide. Are you in on a life of obedience? That's really what God asks. Out of love, obey me. And Adam had it good. Seek things above. Set your mind on things above. Today, kill the old self. Put on the new. Be loyal, not disloyal. Be disciplined, not indisciplined. Be kingdom, not of this world. Have a life walker. It's a good word. Have a life walker. Walk with me. A discipler. It's underlined it in red. That's not a word. It is a word. I said this before. I said it just now. The Bible says 200 plus times that you're a disciple and a disciple maker. 200 plus. Three times it says Christian. Three. So I'm asking you to be a discipler and a disciple maker. People need your help to walk with Jesus and do these things. So either you're a disciple or a disciple maker. You're both, actually. It says go and make, while you're going, make disciples. You need to be a disciple maker. People need you. And you also need a discipler. Jill is one of, just since I already called on her, is one of my disciplers. She teaches me things. She helps me. I could name off 10 people. Past 10:35, right? I live by this card. I've showed you this before. I've had this. This is me in the middle. Who am I discipling? And who's discipling me? It is the way of obedience. It is what you need. You need people discipling you, and you need to be discipling others. And as a community, we'll be able to obey out of love. That's it. So let's pray while the band is coming up. Father in heaven, holy is your name. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done right here in this room, in every person here, and in this city. Would you give us today what we need, our daily bread and other things, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us? And would you lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one? Would you surround us with your chariots and of fire and your angels to protect us from the evil one? And would you surround us with you and your spirit and motivate us to obey and to be that new self, that new person, devoted to you and obedient out of love, obedient out of love. Lord, we want to be obedient to you out of love. Thank you in your holy name.